Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Governor Bobby Jindal called thousands of people together in Baton Rouge, not for a political gathering, but to call people to prayer and repentance for revival and renewal in our country. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this particular event. This is an event that Governor Bobby Jindal was featured at. He spoke about four times. About 6,000 or so people were in this basketball arena in Baton Rouge. And Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, called for the country to pray, to repent, and to seek God's face. He actually sent out an invitation to the 49 other governors in the country to join him. And I wish all 49 had joined him, but notwithstanding, he stood. And I think it is encouraging and refreshing to see one of the elected leaders of a state like this be willing to stand up and to seek God's face. I think that is what we need in America.
Well, that's right, Matt. And as Governor Jindal indicated, you know, we America is broke in a lot of ways, and we need to be fixed. And the solution, the cure, is not necessarily, maybe in part, but it's not necessarily a political fix. What we need is a spiritual fix. And Bobby Jindal is simply, you know, while the leftist media and radical anti-Christian groups like People for the American Way and others are simply aghast that a sitting governor would call for revival and a return to our biblical roots in this country, our undeniable Christian heritage in this nation. You know, that is in keeping. What Governor Jindal is doing is in perfect keeping with many, many presidents and other executives and governors and otherwise before him. He is simply following suit with what many of our founding fathers have done in the past.
Not only that, I mean, if you look at the Bible in America and indeed around the world, but just look at the Bible's impact in America, we see that Albert Einstein, for example, whether it's in inventions or whether it's in our elected leaders, including the presidents of the United States of America, beginning with our first president, George Washington, it formed the foundation of who we are. The first printed textbook in America was the New England Primer. And that New England Primer actually had 107 questions of the catechism, which was called the Shorter Catechism, taught in our public schools up through the 1900s and even into the early part of the 20th century. And they had Bible lessons. They learned the alphabet by scripture verses in Adam's Fall, We Sinned All, or scripture concepts, heaven defined the Bible mind, Christ crucified for sinners died. All of that was part of who we are. And America was founded upon God, founded upon the Bible and Judeo-Christian values. And America became the greatest, most powerful, inventive nation on the planet. And so now when you have a governor like Bobby Jindal call people together for prayer, people think it's a strange thing. And certainly certain parts of the media will criticize it and ridicule it. But that's what governors did throughout the time of our history. Every year where we have the legislature would meet, the legislature would invite a clergy in, not into a church per se, but into the actual legislative halls. And in some cases, like in Virginia, the legislature met in the early days in churches. So it was at that time that the clergy would speak to the legislators and give them a scriptural message to set the tone for their upcoming legislative session. So we have had a history immersed in Judeo-Christianity, particularly in the Christian religion, and founded on the Bible. It is no wonder why the Church of the Holy Trinity case from the U.S. Supreme Court said that we are a Christian nation, saying that several times. and that the Supreme Court has said that our institutions presuppose the existence of a supreme being. They presuppose that fact. And so we need leaders. Governor Jindal is one of those. We also see this being done with Governor Mike Huckabee. He's calling people to God. Senator Rick Santorum is calling people to God. We need a spiritual renewal and revival in our country, and we need leaders at all elected levels, particularly the highest elected levels, to be able to set that example and to bring our country back to its foundation principles, back to God.
Matt, the radical secular left, which controls in large part the reins of government in the United States right now, which controls many of the elitist institutions, the courts, academia, entertainment, media, and so forth, they are engaged in and have been for some decades in religious cleansing here in the United States. The de facto religion here has become secularism. You know, so much for separation of church and state. The church here has become a secularist church. And while they're entitled to their opinions, secular leftists, they are not entitled to their own facts and their own history. History and the facts reveal that we are a nation rooted in the traditions of the Judeo-Christian Bible. In fact, what did the media report at the time of George Washington's inauguration, for instance? Compare this to what you read in newspapers today. On the morning of the day of which our illustrious president will be invested with his office, the bells will ring at 9 o'clock, when the people may go up to the house of God and in a solemn manner commit the new government with its important train of consequences to the holy protection and blessing of the Most High. An early hour is prudently fixed for this peculiar act of devotion and is designed wholly for prayer. Boy, would you read something like that in the New York Times today? That inauguration occurred in New York City, Matt.
Yeah, you would have the New York Times just ridiculing it. You know, I think that we need to bring our country's focus back to what ultimately is important. Obviously, I'm someone who's involved in political issues, as you are, Matt, and many others are around the country, and we need to be involved in political issues. It is an outgrowth of our values. But the problem with this country is a spiritual one, and we need to get back to a spiritual renewal founded upon God, dependent upon our Creator, as the Declaration of Independence says, endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, recognizing that there is a Creator, that there is a higher law, that we are accountable to our Maker, and to bring our individual lives, our communities, back to God. And from that, policies will ultimately reflect those Judeo-Christian values. So we need to be involved in both, but we obviously can win political battles here and there. But in order for a long-term resolution to occur, we need to have a spiritual revival in America. America would not have had the American Revolution had it not been for something that preceded it, and it was the Great Awakening. It was the spiritual awakening in churches, from the pulpits, in people's hearts, that ultimately gave birth to the American Revolution.
And it's so encouraging to me, Matt, that we have a batch of potential presidential candidates now, today, that have the courage and don't mind being ridiculed, don't mind, you know, upsetting the apple cart, the secularist apple cart. They're going to speak truth on these issues, reveal our true history in this nation, and hopefully do whatever part they can and play whatever part they can in spurring on that revival you mentioned.
No question about it. And you can be a part of that. We have the Liberty Prayer Network, and Maureen Bravo is our international prayer leader, not only for the Ministry of Liberty Counts, but bringing people in around the country and indeed around the world to pray for our nation, to pray for this ministry, to pray for your families, to pray for Israel. So contact us at 800-671-1776. Become part of a prayer team around this country. That's lc.org. You can go to lc.org for more information and be a part of our prayer revolution. We want to encourage you to pray for our country. By the way, I came across a Bible app the other day that I encourage you to get. It's the YouVersion Bible app. It's an amazing Bible app. We don't have any vested interest in it other than to encourage you to get into the Scriptures, to get into the Word. We do, however, want to make a book available for you. It's called The Bible in America, fascinating book. Contact Liberty Counsel and order that book. It is co-written by Steve Green, the president of Hobby Lobby, and the brain, the visionary behind the Museum of the Bible that will open in Washington, D.C. in 2017. The Bible in America will literally inspire you, amaze you about how the Bible has impacted America, and will make you want to go out and read your Bible. Also, if you want to visit the Holy Land with us, go to lc.org and come to the Holy Land March 17 through 26.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.